You're listening to Pyro Media Network, setting radios ablaze since 2017.
Hi, you've reached Kwame.
And Christy.
And we're from I'd Rather Not Podcast. Leave a message.
Everybody, welcome to the show. The rules of engagement are really quite simple. So if you can pull yourself away from Grindr for 2 seconds, listen up.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Okay. Let's have a kiki.
Hey, listeners, we're back with another episode of I'd Rather Not Podcast. I'm your host, Kwame, joined by the beautiful, the glitterous, my mama, sister, big, Christy Champagne.
Oh, I love that. A new intro today. Yes.
We got to shake it up. It's 2024. We got to shake it up.
You know? We're shaking it up a little bit. We're changing it up. It's a new day. Oh, a new dawn has come. Yes, bitch.
Yes. Shout out to Celine Dion.
I know. Shout out to Celine Dion looking better at the Grammys.
Yes. Iconic.
Looking better at the Grammys. I was, you know, it's so funny because like at work, we were literally the other day at work, I just literally played all her music and we were just kind of talking about her and like her health and like where she was at. And I was like, it's just kind of fucking scary because she's like really one of the big voices of our generation. And I was like, it was sad to see her so like sick and, you know, not doing too well. And you don't, you know, get, you know, knock on wood, you hate to think about, you know, the worst, but like, I was like, damn, bitch, I don't know if my heart is ready to lose Celine Dion.
No. No,
and then seeing her,
she's given us so much. So it's so much. Like, there's certain artists that didn't really give it. Like was gone too soon. Like Aaliyah, shout out to Aaliyah. Yeah. She was gone so soon. I felt like she didn't give us as much as I would have liked her to give us. You know, mm-hmm. I'm grateful for what we have.
Yeah.
But you know, Celine has given us so much vocally. Mm-hmm. I have danced to some of her greatest songs. I have had so many like moments of emoting and emotion on stage because of her and the choreographers that were inspired by her. God, on today.
So seeing her at the Grammys, like looking much better and healthy and like sounding better and like just was like the affirmation that I needed in life that things are gonna be okay.
Yeah, and I don't know about y'all who's listening, but I know my God is a miracle worker. So we don't know what's going to happen with Celine. We could see her going right back on stage tomorrow.
Baby, let's hope.
My God. Oh, we love you. We love you, Celine. Somebody's birthday was recent. And I
went to acknowledge. Oh, that was me, bitch.
I want to acknowledge someone's birthday.
Literally a week ago.
I mean, literally a week ago at the time of taping. That is one of the reasons why we did not have a show. No, honestly, it's because I forgot. But we're just going to blame it on the fact that it was Christy and her birthday shenanigans.
No. What we're going to do is let these listeners know for once it wasn't my fault we didn't record on.
Most of the time, it's not your fault. Let's be honest. Like, you know.
No, we're equal. We're equal. It's equaled out, boo.
I love it. You see, this is, get a friend like Christy, okay?
Okay.
But but back to you, Queen. We want to thank you for your this amazing drag queen. This queen had went ahead and she got dressed up again for Adele.
Okay? Oh, I did.
I had to do a double take. I said, did she take another picture with her? What's going on?
Girl. We went to Vegas. I finally got to see her show for my birthday. Yeah, we went on Friday of last week. So because we're recording this on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We went on Saturday and saw her show. And we went for weekend 38 because she counts all her weekends. She calls them, it's called Weekends with Adele. So she numbers them all. We were weekend number 38.
Nice.
It was phenomenal, Kwame. It was so good. It was, I'm not going to lie, it was a little sad because I did go dressed up and she did not pull me up on stage, but she did see me and wave very extensively at me. The only reason why I think she didn't pull me up on stage is just because it's just really not that kind of gig.
Yeah.
It's very structured and it's Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a lot different, I think, than when she goes on tour and when she was traveling. There's it just felt like there wasn't as much opportunity for her to improv, basically, yeah, if you will. And she does have this moment where she walks through the audience. Mm-hmm. But even that was a little, it felt a little rushed.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, she can just stop and talk, you know, like when she was doing her tour, I think with Vegas, at least from what I know from having lived there and worked there in the entertainment industry, it's very structured. It has to be. And so I just don't think it was that kind of show, but she did see me and she did wave, and the show was actually amazing and just, yeah, so well done, and she sounded great, and she's really funny on stage. For anybody who hasn't had a chance to see her live, she's very engages with her audience very well. Mm-hmm. Especially because, you know, these audiences that she's performing to are thousands upon thousands of people sometimes, and she just engages really well, and like, it just was really, and she's so funny. She's got a great sense of humor, and she's British, so it makes it even better. Like, it just makes it even funnier. And she's got a fucking mouth like a sailor, which is hilarious to me.
I love
that. And the only thing, and if I had to, because I had somebody when I got back on Sunday night ask me like how it was and ask me if there was anything like that I didn't like about it. And yeah, obviously I'm like, there's nothing I did not like about it. But if I had to like really like, if I had to pinpoint something, it felt a little short. Like, mm-hmm, 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 it did feel like it could have went a little longer. Like, we could have gotten a couple more songs.
Yeah.
But, bitch, when I tell you, it was just, it was everything. Everything you think it would be. If you're not going to get a chance to go, hop on the YouTube and type in her show in Vegas and just watch all the videos that you can possibly watch. It's just fucking amazing. It was just so good. Like, so good. And if shout out to the couple of listeners who sent me money for me to buy shit from the merch shop. I appreciate you. I spent far too much of my own money, as well as all the money people sent me, on buying practically everything from the merch shop. I think I bought like almost one of everything, to be honest with you. But it was just phenomenal. It was a great way to ring in the new year. It was a great way to celebrate my birthday and all of the blessings that have been happening to me lately. So it was just good. It was good times. Good times had by all.
Good times.
And shout out mostly also to my best friend Stephanie, who went with me, who we jokingly called my handler for the weekend. She was phenomenal and did a great job of taking good care of me, and we had a fucking blast. And it was her first time in Vegas, so it was fun for me to get to, like, we went on Friday. We got there Friday morning, and the concert was Saturday night, and then we left Sunday late night. So it was just fun to take her around to some of the things in the city and do some stuff and see. We saw RuPaul's Drag Race live.
Yes.
And just, so shout out to Stephanie. I love you, girl. Thank you for taking good care of me. I know she will listen to this at some point. She is,
yay, Stephanie, an
avid I'd rather not listener. So yes, yeah, shout out to her for being the new bestie and taking very good care of me. I love you, girl.
Thank you, IRNers. We appreciate you, and we love you, Stephanie. Shout out to you, queen.
Yay. Yay. Snaps for Stephanie.
Snaps for Stephanie. All right, so let's go in. Let's talk. So first of all, congratulations on seeing another year, because, you know, most people don't.
Shout out to you.
Yes, you did it, and I'm proud of you. And how does it feel to be 25?
Oh, God. It feels so good. Being 25 is absolutely amazing. So far, 41 doesn't feel any different than 40. So.
Oh my God, I am so off.
I am very old. I am very old. Yeah, no, 41 definitely does not feel any different than 40, and 40 didn't feel any different than 39. So.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I get halfway through my 40s, then I might start feeling a little different, but I don't know. It's weird to think that I'm 9 years away from 50. That's so strange to me.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, I've never felt like my age. I've always felt so much younger than my actual age.
Yeah.
Like, so like, honestly, and I know people say that all the time, it's whatever, but like I really don't feel like I'm in my 40s. I feel like I'm in my mid 20s, early 30s. Like it just doesn't feel, which I guess is a good thing, I guess. That's a good thing, I guess. But yeah, I definitely don't feel 41. So far it feels exactly like it did last year.
Well, we're happy that you
know. I wish I had some like 41 year old wisdom, but I don't.
But I feel like that's the thing. That's why I you know asked you, because I feel like I hear that a lot from as we get older. Like I don't feel any different when I was 35. Well, when I turned 35, it was a little different in my head. Yeah. Like I felt like I had established a little more. And I felt like, you know, a little, like I watched certain things, you know, differently. And now, even as I get closer to the big 40, I'm seeing things a little different. Like some things just don't matter. Some things are not as important. Other things are, you know, so yeah. My priorities are a little different. So,
yeah.
But shout out to you. Shout out to growing and aging like fine wine.
I think it's also too, it's like, I just, like, I haven't lived, like, I just moved into a new apartment, actually.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations! Like, look at you!
Like, a week before my birthday, and mm-hmm. I haven't lived alone in a very long time, like, mm-hmm. since my 20s. Like, yeah. It's been a very long time, and even when I did live alone in my 20s, it was, like, a brief moment. Like, yeah. It was, like, 6 months. It was, like, nothing. It was, like, the shortest time. And so it's just like a little, like sometimes I'm like over, you know, overjoyed about it. And then sometimes I'm a little like, oh God, I live alone. Right. But it's just like, you know, thank God I have my dog. And like, I don't know. It's nice. It's been, It's been really good. And I'm also like a very, I unpack very quickly. I hate being like, I hate living out of boxes. So I like fucking unpacked this house. Like,
yeah.
And it's done now. I need to get like a couch, but you know, that's neither here nor there. And it's just a little surreal. Oh my God. The coffee it's so rare. It's very rare. it's a little surreal. So uh-huh. It's like, yeah, that's really kind of where I'm at right now with it. It's like one moment I'm happy about it, one moment I'm not, but you know, it's a new beginning and a new start, and you know, I'm kind of going with the flow kind of person these couple of weeks.
Well, I'm proud of you. I feel like this is a beautiful transition, and it's a really good start to your 2024. You know, you had your birthday. You got to see Adele again. You know, most people don't. You know, so okay. They don't get to see their favorite artists all the time. Okay. And so, you know, that's dope. And then also just you starting, you know, a new journey in how you live. Like I think like, you know, having your own is just such a beautiful thing, and it's such a really dope experience. So like being able to come home to your own space, and not to say that, you know, that you can't have any fly honeys in there, but I'm just saying, you know, that would happen when it didn't need to happen. But having something that's yours is really, really dope. So I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks, babes. I have these moments. It was funny. Again, shout out to Stephanie. I had this moment the other day where I messaged her and I said, you know what? You'll understand this, and you'll understand this too. I was like sitting in my little kitchen, because I still need to get like a stool and a couch. Mm-hmm. And I was like sitting in my little kitchen, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? I don't have to do the dishes. I don't have to put my clean laundry away if I don't want to. I don't have to put my sewing table away if I don't want to. There is literally no one here to tell me to do that. Not that anybody told me what to do before, but I lived with somebody, I had a roommate and best friend who I lived with before this. Mm-hmm. And it was like, so you have to be cognizant of your space. And you know, we shared a living space. So like, I couldn't just leave stuff out. I couldn't, you know, like you had to, and it was a much smaller space too. So like, I mostly had to clean up after really what it was my sewing project. It was like, because before I had to do all of that in my room. Yeah. And so if I did put anything into the living room, I wanted to be respectful about pulling it back in and putting it away and cleaning it up after I was done. It wasn't like I could just leave it out.
Right.
Have that aha moment in the kitchen the other day where I was like, wait a minute. I don't have to do any of this stuff if I don't want to.
Yeah.
This is my space, and the only person in this house that's going to tell me not to do it is Chunk, and he don't speak English. Or is human. So
right.
I was like, it was just, it, that was my funny aha moment. I was like, wait a minute. Like, I could leave shit all over this apartment if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, because I'm a very clean person, and I like to, like, I'm the kind of, it comes from my mom. I, like, even before I go to bed, I have to, like, put shit away and, like, clean up and do the dishes, and, like, I can't go to bed with all that chaos. Like, but, like, I could leave it if I wanted to. Like,
no, same. I totally understand. And it's kind of like, I'm a big kid now. It's,
exactly.
It's really, it's, I get it. And I'm proud of you. I'm happy for this journey that you're getting ready to embark on. And not that you haven't done it before, but it's different now, you know,
it's different, for sure.
So yeah. You appreciate it more when you're a little older and you have your own, it's different. Heck, but anyway.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break because once we're done, I want to go and talk about dating. Since we're recording on Valentine's Day,
ooh,
and
we're
both single and ready to mingle.
Okay.
I may or may not be mingling, but we will go ahead and talk about it. But I want to talk about what that means as gay men in 2024, and how it's differed as we've, you know, and we're close in age, so like we understand, like we're both millennials, and the, you know, growing up and how it's different and what we see now, like with Gen Z and even, you know, Gen Alpha's coming up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're kids now, but still, but wow. You know, Gen Z is, we're seeing how they're, we haven't even finished analyzing Gen Z, so just seeing how the different generations do, even our previous generations, Gen X and boomers and, you know, stuff like that. So I would love to chat with you about that.
Yeah, girl, I'm gonna get a cocktail for that one.
All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
In a world filled with diversity, where radical faith and progressive believers come together, there's a place that's breaking all boundaries and embracing believers from all walks of life. Introducing Bullet and Flight Radio, an inclusive, progressive network for all believers. At Bullet and Flight Radio, we're dedicated to providing a platform for progressive believers and inclusive organizations. On our platform, get ready to hear traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, inspirational gospel house music, plus family-friendly house party, classic R&B hits, and our flagship show, Bullet and Flight Talk. Our unique community is based out of the Motor City Sound to the vibrant culture of California. But it doesn't end there. We are proud to be an ally and a safe haven for those with no labels and those who proudly identify as LGBTIQ+. We believe in radio excellence and education, and we're here to serve a progressive audience. Here at Bullet and Flight Radio, we are more than just a radio station. We are a resource for music and inspiration that promotes positivity and fosters a sense of mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. So whether if you're searching for uplifting music, thought-provoking conversations, or a supportive community, Bullet and Flight Radio is here for you. At Bullet and Flight Radio, everyone is welcome. We believe in divine love, acceptance, and diversity. Join us today on this extraordinary journey of faith, progressiveness, and inclusivity. Connect with us today and become a part of our inspiring community. Bullet and Flight Radio, where believers unite, boundaries break, and love triumphs.
And we're back. Thank you guys so much. And thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate it.
That was the all best right. Musical I've ever heard.
Best. Every episode you say it's so best.
Good. I know it's so good. It's because it's so good.
So good. We love it.
We love it.
It's very Sarah Haynes from The View. And we love it. Everything
we
is
love great. It. Oh my God. Everything is so good. Not the view, bitch.
Right. Speaking of The View, I just came across a video that I shared with you during commercial break, Christy.
Yes.
And it was talking about how an expert had said not having sex or not to have sex on Valentine's Day. not to have mind-blowing sex on Valentine's Day. Whoopi said pizza is pizza, so whether you have mediocre sex or whether you have mind-blowing sex, it shouldn't matter. Have sex. But then they started going into the conversation of, is Valentine's Day that damn important, right? And so that kind of leads us into our conversation about like singles and, you know, being in this world of like commercialism when it comes to, you know, how these capitalist thoughts on holidays and things of that nature and how a lot of these holidays have become commercialized. I've always liked Valentine's Day in the sense that you get to show extra love, you know, on the day. But I feel like in really good relationships, Valentine's Day should be every day.
Agreed.
You know, so agreed. That's just my personal opinion. But I don't agree with that expert on you know, not having have mind-blowing sex every damn day if you can. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel. But what are your thoughts on everything, on what we just said?
You know, here's the thing. I am very single and have been very single for a while.
That was intense. Like, very
single. And I'm okay with that. Right now, in this moment, I'm okay with that. Sometimes I get a little like, oh my God, I want love so bad. But few and far between. But right now, I am very single. And I don't know. I just, I feel like I've seen both ends of the spectrum in this discussion. Is like, I've had some amazing Valentines where I have been in a relationship, and then a lot of really, like, I don't want to say down Valentines, but like non-existent Valentines being single. And I think also as I get older, I agree with you as well. Like, Valentine's Day is technically a made-up holiday. One can argue that it has religious backgrounds, but it's a Hallmark holiday. We have taken something and we have turned it into a Hallmark holiday. Not Absolutely. That it doesn't have background, but like, and it, I do. I think it's a better way to view it is, pun intended, is to look at it as a day where you can just really show the people that you care about the most in this world how much you truly love them. And if that person happens to be a significant other, a husband, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a throuple, whatever you're in, if it happens to be romantic in some sort of way, then that's great. Show them you love them just as much. But like, it's okay to also not, you know, be in a relationship on Valentine's Day and look at it as a holiday where I can show the people in my life how much I appreciate them and love them and take the time to say that, you know, because I think we don't say that as much as we probably should to people we care about. Not saying that, like, you know, we take it for granted, but yeah, I just think like, living in my single era right now, I'm trying to embrace the not hating Valentine's Day today and like just being like really in love with the fact that like I can love myself today, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't have to worry about like, you know, paying for some expensive fancy dinner and, you know, blah 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 and all of that stuff. It's like I can just go ahead and love myself. Like, now, do I wish I was having mind-blowing sex on Valentine's Day? Sure. Don't we all?
Right.
Don't we all? And that's what Grindr and Sniffies are for. However, like, as a gay man, I also think there's a lot of, like, I don't want to say there's a lot of pressure, but there is a lot of, like, you know, there's all these things where it's like, oh, we, you know, as gay men, we want to have, you know, people say, oh, like, I want to have a relationship like the straight people and blah, 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 blah. But like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of pressure as gay men specifically to like, really like be in love and like, you know, all this thing. And like, I don't know, it feels like a lot of pressure sometimes. So I'm happy to have a Valentine's Day for once where I don't feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand. I think that is a very valid feeling. I think that that is, I think that there's a lot that goes into just dating and being single, being in a relationship, all of that jazz. Like, that, you know, I ran across something that, because we, you know, we have our, you know, we're both millennials, and so we have our own idea and experiences with relationships and what, you know, is in there. And then now with Gen Z coming in, they've introduced a lot more different things, or have not necessarily introduced, but more have made, have normalized different types of relationships, right? I just came across a little article that came and said that there is different types of relationships, and those types of relationships could include friendships, romantic, family relationships, insecure relationships, open relationships, professional relationships, acquaintanceships, situationships, which is fairly new, polyamory, monogamous, cohabitation, rebound, platonic, complicated relationships, friends with benefits, asexual, toxic relationships, dominating relationships, codependent. So it's all casual. So, alosexual.
Girl, girl, all these letters, bitch, all these letters they're added.
I was gonna hold it for another episode. Why do we need to have all these letters? Listen, people, listen, girl, my people.
Let me tell you what it's up to. It's okay. I'm gonna say it just because we have to. We're gonna talk about it. We have to say it. It's now LGBTQQIP2SA.
What
lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, pansexual, two-spirited, and asexual. Everything, girl. It's all of it.
I'm done.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's just like,
listen, I'm all about everyone.
When it was just you were gay or a lesbian,
just be queer, okay? Because I am tired of trying to figure out all of these different letters. Listen, if you want to call yourself a Wendigo, I don't care what you call yourself. Like, that is not hurting me. I am not knocking anybody that's trying to create a space and trying to find identity within themselves. That is fine. But all of these freaking letters, it is too much. It is too much. And I'm not knocking any of these extra letters that are coming in. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that it is too much to keep up with. I should not have to have a dissertation or go to a college court level course to learn about my own community. It is crazy. It is insane. I am just a rainbow child now. Just call me a rainbow child. I am done. I'm over it. Not all of the letters you want. I'm going to continue to call you guys the Alphabet Mafia. That is it. I'm over it. I'm a gay, cisgendered, gay man, okay, that is a part of the Alphabet Mafia. That is what we're coming to. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
What's next?
Girl, next thing you know, we're going to start getting symbols.
Every letter is going to be this damn thing. I like, it's too much.
It's too much. We sound like old women. It's too much. It's too much. It totally is. I completely listen. I wish I had the like opposite perspective, but I don't, because I completely agree with you. It's like, I'm not here to knock nobody. Whatever you identify as, that is you, boo boo. Live your life loud, proud, and in charge. However, like, can we just come up with one that just encompasses everything? Can we just be queer?
You know how they say single digits only? Can we just have single letters only? Like, can we just have one encompassing thing, like you just said, like Rainbow Child or
right.
I don't know, Alphabet Mafia. Because at this point, every single letter is going to be inside of the LGBTQI+ community. I'm not learning that there. It's LGBTQQIPT. 2SAA. That's X, too much.
Y elemental P.
it's too much.
It's too damn much. It's too damn bad.
Girl. This is America. In America, man.
In America, you're either gay or straight. None of this in between.
None of this goddamn in between shit. All of these new age, newfangled, dangle things.
Newfangled. I can't with you.
It's too much.
It's too damn bad.
We got damn blue, red, and white. And those are the colors of the American flag.
Now, and I don't want no other colors bleeding into my American flag.
It's too much, okay? Make America gay again.
Make America just gay. Oh, God.
Shout out to my trans sisters and my bisexual.
Everybody, y'all. Shout out to everybody.
Everybody. We're just kidding. But no, really. It's really getting too much.
It's getting too much.
It's getting too much. Can we just have one encompassing thing? And that way we can show unity. You know what I mean?
It's to the point where it's too much that I didn't even realize we added half of those. Like,
for real.
Girl,
like,
I was.
You know how we have, like, okay, we have African Americans. We have Latino Americans. We have Mexican Americans. We have Puerto Rican Americans. We have, Puerto Rico is part of America, but you know what I'm saying? We have, like, Italian Americans. We have, whatever, but we're all under America. And so I kind of would like to see that for the alphabet kids.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see. Agreed. I'm not saying we should take away letters. I'm not saying that we should, misidentify or that we should ignore any of our siblings, our rainbow siblings at all. Like, all of them deserve to be respected and identified the way they see fit and that what God has revealed to them, right? And that's cool. But this is a lot. I don't want to have a dissertation and a graduate level college course.
Okay, I need a dossier to figure out what's going on. Here.
Or a goddamn glossary. Like, it's too much.
Okay. Agreed.
Now, speaking of that, right? Speaking of the fact that that's too damn much, you know what else is too much? Dating in 2024 as a gay man.
Girl, it's too. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Because now I have to make sure that, in addition to the fact that I know your goddamn pronouns, which I think that everybody should not have a problem with that, but now I have to know what you identify as.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, I have to figure out if you're a fucking asshole or not. Because it doesn't matter if you're a transgender person.
And that's
it doesn't
the hardest
matter
part.
If you're a queer. It doesn't matter if you're a lesbian or gay. Are you a gay asshole? Are you a lesbian asshole? Because that means a lot to me.
Okay.
If you have no fats and femmes, like, that's a problem for me.
Oh, baby, blocked immediately.
Immediately.
And it's immediately.
Because there's a difference between a preference and a prejudice.
Oh, absolutely.
And for those moving closer, ladies, just say, come on, kids, come on closer to the mic so you can hear me well. Uncle Kwame's about to bless you, okay? Let me explain something to you. There's a difference between a prejudice and a preference. A prejudice is there are apples and then there are oranges. And I, no matter what, if I'm being presented with oranges and I like apples, I don't care. I'm not going to pick the orange.
Right.
But a preference is, you know what? I prefer apples.
Right.
But I'm being presented with oranges.
Yeah.
So I'll take an orange.
Sure, why not?
But I prefer an apple.
A little vitamin C never hurt nobody.
It's actually quite good for you. Get some. Okay.
Okay, and that's the thing. Okay, so here's that's the thing. Like, I get we all have preferences, and being a single gay man coming from that perspective, something I really hate, and this goes out to all the gay men on the apps. Listen up again. Get close to the mic and listen up real quick here for a second. Okay,
listen, Auntie Christy.
The thing I hate the most about being a single gay man and being on the apps and trying to date and hook up and all of that stuff, all of it. Is that I hate, and this goes into what you were saying about, like, there's a difference between having a preference and then being, like,
prejudice. Yeah.
Prejudice. Uh-huh. Is I hate when you be on the app and you're talking to somebody, and I don't do this anonymous bullshit. I put my picture there. It take it or leave it as you will. And so you can see who you're talking to for the most part. Mm-hmm. And nothing more I hate than we have this 10-minute conversation about what we're into, what we like, are we looking, all of this stuff. We go through all this bullshit. And the moment I send you a picture that includes my face, deleted and blocked. I fucking hate that. I hate that because it's like we already live in a community where, like, the world is kind of against us, it just feels so like, it just makes me feel so shitty sometimes about myself, even though I get over it and I move on, no big deal. But like, I hate that. I hate that the most. It's like, don't just block me. Just say you're not interested now. You know, like, be like, yeah. Hey, be like, hey, you're not my type, and move on. Because that's what I do. I don't block nobody. If I'm not interested after we get to the point where we're past anonymous, like, and I see your face picture or whatever, and I'm like not into it now, because let's be honest, that's important. You know, it's not like that's important. I'm not saying it's not, but like, if I get to that point and then I decide that I'm not interested, I'm just going to say I'm not interested, because I don't want to block you and then leave you with that feeling, you know,
like, that's
because
mean.
I don't like that done to me. Like, so I'm not going to do that to somebody else. So I just say, you know what, unfortunately I'm not interested anymore, or you're not really my type, even though I try not to have a type. It's just like, there's nothing wrong with saying I'm just now not interested, because this interaction started out basically anonymous.
Right.
It's okay for you to say, after becoming not anonymous, that you're just not interested.
Correct.
But just ghosting and like deleting and blocking somebody to where you just disappear, and then the last 10-minute conversation didn't happen, is so like, it grinds my gears, girl. Like, I hate it.
Chaps my ass.
Chaps my ass. I hate it.
No, I hear you. And I think I
do better. Do better, guys.
Do better.
Okay.
Because I think that's really mean. But I also think I've never experienced that, honestly, but I've heard people experience that. And I know that sounds super, that sounds super shallow, and not what I meant for.
No, I got you. I got you.
But I think I'm all about perspective, right? If we look at perspective and things, I think that that's a good thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, and at least for me, if you're looking just to hook up, then yeah, that's mean, right? But if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for something serious, then them doing that lets you know where their priorities were.
Yeah.
They're not really interested in getting to know somebody for them, because you would miss out on a potentially great person. You know, but because I think that I could date anyone. I could date any, just because I don't want to go and pursue a romantic relationship with you after that said date, or doesn't mean that we can't go and have a meal and hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's different. You know, I have, like I said, my preferences, but yeah. I, you know, prefer to date a certain, you know, person or a certain type of person. And that's just what it is. But I'm not going to ignore a date if I'm like, oh, you know, I would like to see, you know, what a conversation with this person would be like, you know, and see what that looks like. But that's not gonna mean that it may pursue into something bigger if I don't feel that way, you know. I have to really feel a connection with that person, and sometimes connections are instantaneous, sometimes connections grow into something. But you know that spark when you first, you know, talk to somebody or meet someone, you know that spark is there, you know what that is, what it's starting, or what it potentially could be, you know. So for me, when someone does that, especially when they talk the game, like, oh, you're so pretty, or blah blah, or you know, I would love to, you know, get to know you more, or whatever, and then they do that, it's like, oh, you weren't really were shit anyway, so it did bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad I dodged that bullet. You know what I mean?
That's really it. Like, it sucks in the moment, but then actually that's the second wave of emotion. It's like, well, thank God I didn't have to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like that initial reaction, so for me at least, is like, fuck, I hate that. Like, don't just, like, you know, I don't know, just agreed.
Well, what do you think? What are your hopes for? Because I think dating is much different now than it was when I think when we were growing up. I think that there's more opportunity for like openness in dating. I think, because I think back then, you know, things were done in secret, you know, or you know, we're coming off the tail end. I'm sure, you know, our previous generation, Gen X, had it way worse. You know what I'm saying?
When
it
came
to having to hide completely, and then boomers, that just didn't happen. It was just safety issues. And yes, we still deal with, you know, nuts and cuckoo heads, you know, now, but they're few and far between. So for the most part, it's kind of like, if you're DL, it's kind of like you're kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know. You know, it's like, I don't understand that, but I understand that why people are doing that. But I'm saying I can't go into a DL relationship anymore. Like, I have to be open and honest with my, you know, about my relationship with who I'm with. And I would, because to me, it's showing that they're not only proud of me, or that I'm, that they're proud of our, you know, us being together, but it's yeah. also showing that they're willing to go, you know, to fight the world with me. And so, it'd be like us against the world. So it's always going to be backlash. It's always going to be issues or whatever, but I don't think that, you know, I think nowadays it's a little different. But what are your thoughts on dating now, as a gay man, as opposed to growing up?
Girl, it still sucks.
Yeah.
But it still sucks. It's you know what's funny? It's a lot different. You know, like mm-hmm. when I was, you know, a teenager, I was still in that time where, like, I don't want to say, like, I'm the thoughts that are running through my head. When I was a teenager, it was still not 100% like lots of people were out. You know, you still
yeah.
be in the closet a little. You know, being gay and the gay lifestyle was a lot more prevalent than it was before I right. was a teenager. But like, it was still like you kind of, you know, I didn't get a chance to date in high school. You know, I had to be in the closet. I was still in the closet.
Right.
And so like, then, you know, your 20s, it was like a little cooler. I moved to Vegas. I lived in a city where it was, you know, a lot more acceptable. And then, you know, you get to your 30s and then beyond. And it's like, you know, now it's just no big deal. So these kids these days don't have to worry about like being in the closet and hiding and not being able to date and not being able to, you know, like
right. go
date and hold your, you know, date's hand, you know, like we
yeah.
weren't. You know, we still weren't really able to do that when we were of that age to do mm-hmm. that, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's definitely different for sure. Mm-hmm. I think now, you know, gay men dating, they just have it so different, like so different, like so, and you hate to sound like an old person and be like, they have it so much better than we did, but it's really true. They do. They have it so much better and we didn't have to worry about those things. And so it's kind of nice now to live in a world where we don't have to worry about it. And, you know, like, I know I was talking shit about the apps, but it's like, it's nice that, you know, if we want to have anonymous sex and that's it, and we don't want to date, we can order, you know, dick like we can a pizza. You know, like, it's easy. It's, you know, like you said before, it was like gay men and women had to hide and we weren't allowed to date out in the open and we weren't allowed to do all these things. Well, now we don't have to do that. So it's like you can, you know, you can just get a hookup at the drop of a hat and it's super easy. And it's like, there isn't any of that struggle that, you know, people who came, you know, before us had to have. So mm-hmm. these kids, again, I hate to sound like an old person, but these kids have it so easy, like so easy, because now they're like having these gay relationships in high school, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't get to have that. I certainly didn't get to have that. You know, like, yeah. I was lucky that I went to a school where, like, most of the people in my school didn't care that I was gay, so I never had to come out mm-hmm. until after high school. But, like, they, you know, they have it so much, so, so much easier than we ever did. And so it's actually, normally you would think, oh, that would make somebody really angry. But you know what? It's actually kind of refreshing to see. It means that, you know, all of the hard work that we did, all of the hard work that the people who came before us did, it's paying off, you yeah. know, like, and I know that a lot of, you know, younger people don't usually respect that and acknowledge that from time to time, but I'm here to do that, you know, like, so thank you to the people who fought the good fight before us.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to the people who came after us for us right. doing a good fight, you know?
Like, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I think overall it's just going to be, I'm interested to see what, because every generation does this. Like I was having a conversation with my mom and my sister-in-law a few days ago, maybe it was last week, but you know, we were just having a general conversation like, you know, kids these days and their music and blah, blah. And you know, and, right. and I was like, every generation says that, you know, every generation, like Boomer said it to Gen X, Gen X said it to us. And
yeah.
even now millennials are saying it to Gen Z, and yep. Gen Z will say it to Gen Alpha. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Gen Alpha will say it to whatever the next generation is. So Gen Beta, whatever. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I just think that we should focus on what we really want, what priority, like, sex is great. but there's so much more than sex. And there's so much more to companionship and to a partnership than just having a friends with benefits or a situationship. And, you know, I'm not knocking anybody that has that, but there's so much more than, you know, than that. Yeah. And, agreed. You know, that's just my thoughts on it.
But agreed.
That's it. That's all I got for you. You got anything else?
Dating sucks, period. No matter what you're doing or who you are or who you're dating, it just sucks. So good luck to all y'all.
I don't feel like it sucks. I feel like it's
I say that in the best possible way.
Oh, okay.
Let me preface that. Like, dating sucks in the best possible way. We do it. We have to do it. It's how we find our loved ones. Like, good luck to you and your kin and whatever whoever it is you're dating. Good luck to you, baby. Fight the good fight, and I promise you, you will find love.
Right.
Either within yourself or with somebody else. I promise you, you will find it. I promise. Yeah.
Thank you for your services.
Yes. Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, that's going to do it for us today. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys go to pyromedianetwork.com to check out our episodes or when we go live. We're a podcast.
When we go live. Oh, my God. We're going live.
We're going live. So you can check out our other shows and our other episodes that we've done. Our last episode that we did, Mean Gays, really did well on. So thank you guys for listening on our podcast network. We appreciate you guys. Share on Apple Music. Leave a comment on Apple Music, on Spotify. Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we appreciate you. And we're also on YouTube as well, but we, you know, we're a podcast, so we don't really focus too much on YouTube. But, you know, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you guys. And Christy, when them girls are dating and they have issues, what do we tell them?
Girl, I'd rather not, honey.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Wonderful Kiki. This episode is brought to you by Pyro Media Network, produced by Pyro Media Productions, setting brands ablaze since 2017. Thank you for listening.